Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
The book of Acts, chapter number 5, verses 12 through 16, and we'll read those in just a moment. But we want to invite those who will be with us on Facebook this morning to join us in worship and join us with the Word of God today, and those who will be listening down the road, HLE Radio. And by the way, we want to encourage you to support HLE Radio because we're reaching out around the world to 194 countries through internet radio, and we need some monthly support for the radio, some steady support coming in to continue, because it's getting expensive today to be able to do any of this that we do to reach out. And we certainly want to keep the radio ministry going to touch those lives, because we, through this ministry, have even built churches in different places. How many churches? Four churches have been built through this ministry, and you ought to praise the Lord for that. Amen. And you ought to support that, because that's God's word being planted in different places. And some of these countries I can't even pronounce. But God knows they're there. Amen. So you pray about it. And if you feel the Holy Spirit is leading you to make a monthly support to HLE Radio, we want you to do that. Amen. Because we certainly want to keep this word going out there. And it's a blessing. And a lot of people are listening. And when you get to heaven, you're going to find some folks, amen, that got saved through HLE Radio that you've never heard of, in places you've never heard of, amen. And it'll be a star in your crown. Amen. It'll be like the guy walking down the street and come across two churches, one on each side of the road, and they were singing. Both churches were singing. And one church was singing, "Will there be any stars in my crown?" And the other church was singing, "No, not one. No, not one." Oh, praise the Lord anyhow. Acts chapter 5. If I can find that down here somewhere. Beginning in verse number 12. The Bible says, "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch." The apostles were preaching from Solomon's porch. "And of the rest doth not man join himself to them, but the people magnified them." The people, the audience, the congregation, whatever you want to call them, they were not a part of it, but yet they magnified them. They recognized these preachers were preaching something that was touching their soul. They magnified them. "And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women." From the preaching of the gospel. "Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them." Oh, what a glorious, glorious testimony that is. That Peter was so anointed by the Holy Spirit that when he passed by them, oh, glory. Is somebody's life touched just because you were there today? Huh? Yeah, the power of God. "And there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folk and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one." All glory to God. Where the power of God is, huh? There are signs and wonders that take place. Hey, sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes it's just in somebody's heart or something that has touched them in a special way because the power of God was there. This book of Acts was written some 33 years after Christ died. The book doesn't have a name attached to it, but we believe it was written by Luke, the same one who wrote the book of Luke, and he wrote this during a time when signs and wonders were taking place. The book of Acts talks about the Acts of the Apostles, and from the Acts of the Apostles you get the results of what happens. Multitudes came to hear the word of God. Multitudes who did not get saved were amazed by the word of God. And so the signs of the closing days of grace, which we live in right now, actually began with signs and wonders when Jesus was here. Yeah, even the ones that were with him wanted to know what day he's coming back. They were wondering about when Jesus was coming back, and he hadn't even left yet. Because they were seeing signs and wonders taking place at that time when Jesus was here that were predicted to take place in the last days of grace. So Satan didn't just start this attack on the church yesterday. He's been at it a long time. And if you've been walking in this path of righteousness with the Lord, there are times when you walk through some valleys. There were times when you had to swim some rivers, if you will. There were times when you were on the mountaintop. There were times, when the mountain seemed like it wouldn't move. But when your mountain looks like it's so large that you can't move it by faith, then God gives you some faith to climb the mountain. Sometimes you have to put on your mountain climbing boots and climb that mountain, because that's the victory also. Even if it's not passed away, you've still conquered it. You've still conquered that mountain because you've come against that mountain with the authority in the name of Jesus. Jesse Dixon used to sing a song, "I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain." Once in a while, Brother Wink sings that for us. Coming up on the rough side of the mountain. Well, that's true. The mountain's got a rough side to it, but if it was smooth, you couldn't climb it. It's got to have some rocks. Got to have some weeds. It's got to have some rough terrain for you to climb. And we've climbed those mountains, huh? The older you get, you're going to realize you've climbed some mountains in your time. Never thought about it much, maybe, when you were climbing. That's why I love Caleb. I finally reached Caleb's age. yeah. And Caleb said, "Give me that mountain." Yeah. He walked around the mountain. He was one of the spies, you know, that was sent out. He walked around the mountain when he was 40 years old. And 40 years later, now they're passing out to those who went out and those who deserved their position from the Israelites. They were placing them in places. But Joshua kind of forgot about Caleb. He got old, you know. Sometimes folks forget about you when you get old. So Caleb comes up and he says, "Where is mine?" Oh, Joshua said, "Well, you know, you're kind of old. You can't go out there and do that what you used to do, huh?" You know what Caleb told him? "Give me that mountain. Because God told me wherever my feet trod, he was going to give it to me. And I walked around that mountain and he said, it's mine." Joshua says, "There are giants on the mountain." Caleb said, "I'm just as well able to take the mountain today as I was when I was 40 years old." Yeah. And then he went up there and defeated those giants. Get off of my mountain. Come on. Get off my mountain, devil. Now, that's my mountain. I climbed it. I claimed it. I walked around it. It's mine. And I'll take whatever's up there. My victory is in that. Speak to that mountain with authority. Some of you are going to get to Caleb's age one day and you're going to realize what I'm talking about. I was young once. Now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Never had to bow before the devil and beg something from him. Never had to bow before the world and beg for something from the world. No, my God has supplied the need. He's performed those signs and wonders in your life. If you haven't had it yet, boy, you got something to look forward to. See, when Jesus left the earth, he sent back a power. Ooh, glory to God. You're not standing alone. You don't. Not only do you have the authority of the Word of God, but there's a power that God sent back to us. When Jesus left, he sent an anointing called the Holy Ghost. Oh, people have been confused and mixed up about the Holy Ghost for years. And some people today still don't know what it's about. But it's a power given to the believer to climb the mountain, to conquer that which is before you, to be a part of the signs and wonders, not to just look at them, not to look at what God's done for somebody else, which is great, but look at what God's done for you. Look at what your testimony is. Look at Peter's life. He walked by these people and the anointing touched their lives. You remember the story in the Bible about the pilgrim that was passing through and he evidently had been doing something bad. They caught him and they threw him in a grave. They threw him in the wrong grave. The grave where Elijah was lying. Glory to God. They killed him and threw him in the grave, but he couldn't stay there. He come out. The power in Elijah's bones was greater than the devil, greater than the mountain. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. A great God. Oh, it gives you the frisson sometimes. Man. Oh, he sent the power of the Spirit. He gave it to the apostles, the disciples, and us. Yeah. He said in your family, in your father's family, in your family, in your kids' family, in your grandkids' family, pass it on down. It's the power of the living God. Problem with young people today in this world. They've never had a touch of the Master's hand in their life. Somebody says, what's wrong with this world? I said, evil. We battle against evil in high places, spiritual work of the enemy. How can people do the gross things that they do today? Evil. Yeah, the spirit of darkness. And many years after the time of the apostles and the church had moved on, it's sad, but the church lost its direction. Didn't know how to go. The leaders of the church had passed on, and that which took over the church, and the preachers and the pastors and others, they began to move in different directions, and the church lost its direction. And the church that had been on fire with the power of the Holy Spirit, it got swallowed up in religion. Oh, how sad. How many people by the millions today are in churches that are swallowed up. Swallowed up in religion. Bound. Aren't you glad you're free today? Hey. Yeah, they're bound. They're bound. They're not loose to worship. We sing about it. We pray about it. We praise the Lord with it. It's a great liberty to be free. The Lord has set us free from the bondage of this world, and we need to rejoice about it. But the church got swallowed up in religion. And according to the history of the beginning of the apostate church, it was around 120 years after Christ died that the universal church began to enter into pagan rituals, false doctrines, false idols, false teachings that guided them. And all these hundreds of years later, thousands of years later, it's still here. Yes, it is. Satan has not changed. He changes his tactics, but his purpose is still the same. To destroy the church, to destroy the children of God, to be more powerful than Jesus. He tried that once in heaven. It's not going to work again. Amen. Oh, there's coming a day. There's coming a day when the power of God is going to take over this place. I wanted to bring out these facts to show you that Satan did not start just yesterday in his oppression of the church. He's been doing it. And trying to destroy the church that Christ established. Now, if a church is not built on Jesus Christ, Satan doesn't bother it. In fact, they're blessed. You say Satan can't bless you? Yes, he can. He's the power and prince of this air. He can't bless the born-again believer. But he can bless the world because the world belongs to him. He now has control of all this nature and all this stuff that's going on. You say, people can't blame that on God. God doesn't destroy. God gives life. He doesn't take life like that. And you know, the old saying used to be in some of these insurance companies, it was an act of God, so they don't have to pay you. Because God did it. Oh, God help them, huh? The church history tells us that Christ established his church and shows us the progression of it. We need to know the history of the church. We need to know what has happened. In school, in secular schools today, our kids don't know anything about history of America. They're dumb as a post. And I can prove it. I saw it on television a while back. One of these commentators was on the beach asking college kids, because they were on their break, some questions. And this one young lady who was a junior, I think, in college or whatever, the commentator asked her, said, "Who was the first president of the United States?" Dumb as a post. She stood there and thought for a while and smiled, and she said, "Maybe Abraham Lincoln." Yeah. If you went to school back in about the probably the fourth or fifth grade, you learned who the first president of the United States was. So this young lady had gone through school, graduated from high school, made it into college, and didn't know diddly squat about the history of America. That's sad. But even sadder than that, a lot of Christian people don't know anything about the history, come on, of the church. See, you got to know where you came from before you can find out where you're going. I heard that preacher last night. Oh, he was a good preacher. And he said, your destiny is going to govern your journey. Oh, I like that. I told him after church, I got some of your stuff I'm going to preach. That was good. You got to find out where you're going, then it's going to control how you get there. I don't know about you, but I've got a destiny this morning. Glory to God. And that has governed the way I've walked. Oh, I've made a lot of mistakes along the way, but I've never lost sight of the destiny. I'm going to heaven. You can go where you want to. Like the wife who had a drunken husband, stayed drunk, stayed out all night, and one Sunday morning he came home drunk. She was getting ready to go to church. And he said, where do you think you're going? And she said, I'm going to church. He pulled out a gun and put it to her head. And he said, you're not going to church. She said, yes, I am. Said, if you pull that trigger, I'm going to heaven. But if you don't, I'm going to church. I'm going to church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. listen. The church went through the progress of getting to where it is today. There was apostasy in the church. It took place during the Dark Ages and the Reformation, but God, through all of that, had a plan of restoration for his church. He had a plan of restoration. The heresies that swept the church in the midnight hours of darkness were remained for 1,265 years. The church was in darkness, called it the Dark Ages. 1,265 years. But even in that, the devil could not destroy the true church of Jesus Christ. Wow. The true church lived on. Through all of the heresies, through all the apostasy, it lived on. And his church cannot die. And if his church cannot die, then I cannot die. You cannot die. Because he lives. And if you're a part of his church, you live. And death becomes a door to life. You've got to understand that there's a time and a place when we go to heaven. When he calls us. If you're a born again believer. But you've got to understand this. During that process, the devil is going to try to kill you. Because you're a part of the church. Not the world's church. His church. But his church is going to live on. Because he said, I'm going to establish my church. And the gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. That means that you're a part of his church, so the gates of hell cannot prevail against you. Ooh, there's glory and victory in that. His church cannot die because he cannot die. And if he cannot die and he lives within us, then we cannot die. You see, what we read about this morning was visible and tangible evidence. This is, you see, you have to be able to see and understand the visible and tangible evidence of God's presence. The world goes through life without seeing anything about God. They don't see the tangible evidence. You see, the tangible evidence of God is not something that you hear or is hearsay in your life. It's something that you can see. It's a tangible. Well, I have to tell you about this. You've heard our testimony many times. The church is going to live forever, so we live. And we've come through some of the things that have revealed a tangible, visible evidence in our life. The church has been restored, so that means we are restored. Amen. So the focus now becomes on this: the preparation of the church to take a one-way flight to glory land one day. You're preparing. You're getting ready. We were talking about airplanes and the condition. I don't know about you. I never was afraid to fly, but I'm a little bit skeptical now. I'm waiting to take a flight that has nothing to do with airplanes. Preparation for that flight to glory land. But you see, his church today is called out to be separate from the world, and the power of the Holy Ghost is working within the church. The power of God is working to bring about many signs and wonders in our lives. Signs. The definition of signs, according to one of the dictionaries, probably Webster's or one of these other new ones, it says these acts that prove of divine presence and power. They left out power of God. Power of God. Both visible and tangible. Well, let me give you one of the visibles. January 1996, I had open heart surgery. They gave me 5 years to live after that. I think I'm correct in saying from 1996 to 2025 is 29 years. Glory! This is not hearsay. No, this is not gossip. You're looking at it. Tangible evidence. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend.